You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and for this edition of All Songs Considered, I bring you The Best of April, a selection of songs that captured the ears and the hearts of the NPR staff. A complete guide for the best songs of April and the best albums of April can be found by going to npr.org/music. And we begin with a song from Jason Isbell, brought to you by NPR's Lindsay McKenna.
Hey, I'm Lindsay McKenna. I'm an assistant editor on the team, and my favorite April release is Jason Isbell's new song, Dreamsicle. Isbell got his start in Drive-By Truckers, as most people probably know, and he's made a series of remarkable records with the 400 unit since then. He's even been to the Tiny Desk, which I recommend watching. But Dreamsicle is the perfect example of what he does best as a songwriter. The whole thing sounds really sweet, as sweet as a dreamsicle even, and you can just feel the sense of summertime throughout it. It's breezy, it unfurls so easily, it's just easy listening, but then when you dig a little bit deeper, it's heartbreaking. There's sorrow, but there's also resiliency and resolve. It's really a song about humanity and sort of about digging deep. Anticipation for reunions, the record that this song comes from, is pretty high. I know I'm really looking forward to it. There's bound to be a tearjerker or two on there. And one thing that's exciting is that Jason recently announced that it'll be out a week early through independent record shops. So you can hear it May 8th through independent stores, May 15th otherwise. But in the meantime, here is Dreamsicle.
Guess we're leaving town again. We're moving out and moving in. Gotta break the news to all my friends, but they won't care. They'll just find another face to fall behind, take my place, and run way past second base and just stand there. A dreamsicle on a summer night in a folding lawn chair. Witches ring around the moon, better get home soon. Poison oak and poison ivy, dirty jokes blew right by me. Mama curling up beside me, crying to herself. Why can't daddy just come home, forget whatever he did wrong? He's in a hotel all alone and we need help. A dream on a summer night in a folding lawn chair. I'm still packing up my room, gotta get home soon. New sneakers on a high school court, and you swore you. I'll be 18 4 years from now, with different friends in a different town. I'll finally be free. Call you both some holiday, tell you why I moved away. Say everything's gonna be okay, then come see me. A dreamsicle on a summer night in a folding lawn chair. Daddy's howling. Breaking into June.
Hey, it's your friendly music critic, Ann Powers. The song I've selected for Best of April is Strange Girl by Laura Marling. Laura Marling is simply one of the finest singer-songwriters out there today. Her roots are in folk music, but she goes way beyond any category. She's recently released her 7th album, Song for Our Daughter, and this is one of the liveliest cuts on the record. Kind of rides on a really great bass line and a riff that reminds me of Steppenwolf's Magic Carpet Ride. What I love about this song, though, is that, you know, she's talking to a young girl, a lonely girl, an angry girl. Sounds like it really is, you know, to a daughter. But then you find out Laura Marling wrote this song for her own younger self. And I just love the compassion, humor, and even joy and pleasure she shares with us thinking about who she was when she started her career at a very young age. It's a great lesson in self-care, in believing in yourself, and embracing your own vulnerabilities and all the people you are throughout your life. Thanks, Laura Marling. We need that lesson right now.
I'm Serena Toros. I'm an assistant editor for NPR Music. One of my favorite songs this month was by the Canadian artist Linnea Sigelko, who performs as Ellis. The song's called Pringle Creek, and it's the opening track to her debut album Born Again, which came out earlier this month. I love the dreamy, reminiscent quality of this song. I spent a lot of 2019 in transit and was really drawn to a kind of music that felt atmosphere appropriate for like long solitary walks and staring out the window of buses. And I feel like we've definitely returned to that sort of moment. I especially love the end of the chorus of this song, the way the line, feels like buying flowers just to watch them die, conveys this give and take between precarious hope and dashed expectations. Here's Ellis with Pringle Creek.
Haven't seen you in days and days on end. So I take the train by the lake again. You take me to places that I have never been. We sit
Hello and greetings from the Epicenter. This is Andrew Flanagan, and I'm currently watching my little puppy sleep on the couch. The song I'm going to play today is called Blissful Morning Dream Interpretation Melody by an artist named Discovery Zone. The reason I chose this song is because it sits so nicely between kind of the digital sounds that I grew up with, the 16-bit video games and Windows 95 bleeps and chirps, and the modern context of electronic music, which is so studied and dense and refined. Part of the reason I think that balance is so successfully achieved is because she's writing from the modern era, but her approach to her equipment is to only use the presets. She doesn't try and dive into the details of whatever equipment she's using. So no hacked code or resoldered modular synthesizers. And the result, I think, really strikes a balance that is just lovely, as you'll hear. This is Blissful Morning Dream Interpretation Melody by Discovery Zone.
I'm Stephanie Fernandez. One of my favorite songs that came out in April is Rita Indiana's Como un Dragón. If you don't know her, Rita Indiana is a Dominican artist and author, and this single is off of her first album in 10 years, Mandinga Times. It's coming out in June. She had actually sworn off music years ago to focus on her novels, but I'm so glad that she's back finally. I really love how this track is the perfect marriage between rock and Dominican dembow, and it bubbles underneath Rita's lyrics that are all just well-deserved flexes. She says in one line that in the time it takes one artist to write a chorus, she's written 5 novels. And hey, she has. Don't take my word for it. This is Rita Indiana's Como un Dragón.
Suena la sirena. Regreso la montra pa' comérselos de cena. Como un dragón. De Game of Thrones, después que abra la boca vamos a ver qué queda. Suena la sirena, regreso la motra pa' comérselos de cena. Como un dragón, de Game of Thrones, después que abra la boca vamos a ver qué queda. Voy demostrando mis técnicas de vuelo, con esta rimita yo te hago en el culo un ruedo. Vete pa' emergencia pa' que te pongan un suero, que te fucking bajo va a dejarte malo el pelo. No te pegues chichi, no te me recuerdes que me quieren a mí. Con mi flow anfetamínico, es genocídico y quema tu basura porque en esto soy un síndico. Llegaron los camiones a recoger la mierda que tú crees que son canciones. Suena la sirena, regreso la mostra pa' comérselos de cena. Como un dragón, de Game of Thrones, después que abra la boca vamos a ver qué queda. Suena la sirena, regreso la mostra pa' comérselos de cena. Como un dragón, de Game of Thrones, después que abra la boca vamos a ver qué queda. Entre lo vivo como un zombi clandestino, en una tortilla tu cerebro con tocino. No se lo diga a nadie que eso no se sabe, que a la misma muerte la tengo por madre. Cuidado, que bien y te lleva. No me ruegue a mí, no me prenda vela. No pida cacao, ya te diga vela. No te cague aquí, cágate allá afuera. Suena la sirena, regreso la mosca pa' comérselos de cena. Como un dragón, de Game of Thrones, después que abra la boca vamos a ver qué queda.
como un dragón. De Game of Thrones, después que abra la boca, vamos a ver qué queda. En el horizonte, la tormenta se acerca, la llamaste por su nombre. Y no te asombres cuando salga de la cueva con todos los poderes y par de vainas nuevas. Que llueva, que suenen esos cueros. Pa' que te dé tu tane dando estilla contra el suelo. Por letra, no te preocupes, que yo soy mi propia cuera. En lo que tú sacaste un coro, yo escribí 5 novelas. Suena la sirena, regreso la monstrua pa' comerse los de cena. Como un dragón, de Game of Thrones. Después que abra la boca, vamos a ver qué queda. Suena la sirena, regreso la monstrua pa' comerse los de cena. Como un dragón, de Game of Thrones. Después que abra la boca, vamos a ver qué queda.
Hey y'all, I'm Lars Gotrich. Ever since it hit on April 20th, the song that has kept rattling around my brain is Look Alive by More Jewelry. This is the second collaboration between More Mother and Mental Jewelry, two artists who make very different strains of electronic music. Y'all might know More Mother in particular for her radical fusion of noise and spoken word. But here, they return to their roots with absolute punk chaos. Just about everything is improvised with live instruments. The scars and mistakes give the song crooked teeth as More Mother snarls and yells and screams over throttling distortion and feedback. So here's Look Alive by More Jewelry. Prepare to mosh your family, housemates, or cat.
Look alive, look alive, look alive. Look alive, look alive, look alive, look alive, look alive, look alive. No one knows I'm alive. I'm alive, look alive, look alive. Look alive, look alive, look alive. Look alive, look alive, look alive.
At what point do we stand up? The transjuice at the breaking point. At the point of no return, at the point of release of retraction. The reaction! Look alive, look alive! Look alive, look alive! Look alive, look alive! Look alive, look alive!
At what point do we stand up for transhuman?
At the breaking point!
At the breaking point! At the point of no return!
At the point of release!
At the point of attraction! No reaction! Look alive! Look alive, 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 look
alive.
Hey there, I'm Tom Heisinger from NPR Music, and I'd like to play something for you that just might blow you right away. It's by cellist Clarice Jensen, and it's called Holy Mother. Jensen is a go-to cellist in the new music scene in New York, and she's the artistic director of the American Contemporary Music Ensemble. And she creates everything you'll hear from her single cello, plus loops and electronic treatments. The inspiration, she says, comes from her own mother and from Mount Everest, which I guess the locals call Holy Mother. Now, one bit of warning. This is a very deep drone experience that strikes me as really so deep and expansive that it is at once terrifying and beautiful. You can't really miss these huge oceanic waves of sound cresting over an oscillating pipe organ-like figure. And these gigantic walls of sound are really unlike anything that I've heard before. Just awesome in their power. So here is Holy Mother by Clarice Jensen from her new album with a very foreboding title, I must say, called The Experience of Repetition as Death.